know.
Thank you.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare
वेलकम राधाना स्मारक बाय लाउडी जानी हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल
ज्ञानमिदण्डस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाचलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी नित्यनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवारी हश्चत्यदेशतारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरि 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 राम 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 हरि हरि हरे कृष्ण. Throughout the year, I eagerly await this event with you. Thank you. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath have so mercifully appeared in these most beautiful transcendental forms by Srila Prabhupada, our Acharya's mercy, to give us the opportunity to remember them in the mood of their loving servants. I was recently listening to a tape of Srila Prabhupada. I believe it was on occasion of an installation of deities that he was personally leading. He spoke the story of Sanatan Goswami, who was living in Vrindavan. He had given up great wealth, fame, to live under trees in Sri Vrindavan. He was begging Madhukari every day. And while he was begging in Mathura, a Purushottam Chobe offered him the deity of Sri Madan Mohan, who had been discovered by Advaitacharya many years before. Sanatan Goswami, he was in love with Krishna at every moment. He was so eager to serve, but he was feeling very bad. How can I accept these deities that were installed by Vajranab 4,500 years before, when I have no temple, not even a house? I live under trees. I have no funds. How will I serve you? But Madan Mohan he would speak to Sanatan Goswami. He would appear to him in dreams, and he would speak to him face to face, that I am happy with whatever you give me. Srila Prabhupada tells that Madan Mohan was kept hanging from a tree at Dasaswamedha Ghat, or I'm sorry, Dvadasaditya Ghat. It's a mountain near the Yamuna. Sanatan would beg from Brijabasis. He was quite old. He would come back with some simple roti. Sometimes he just had flour. He would make a ball with Yamuna water and put it in some fire that he would make from collecting wood and offer that. One day, Madan Mohan said to Sanatan Goswami that, "You are only giving me this roti every day, nothing else. Can you at least give me some salt in the roti?" And Srila Prabhupada told the story with such emotion. He was very choked up. He was speaking the words of Sanatan Goswami, that, "My dear Lord, I don't have anything. This is the very, very best I can get for you. I have no home. I have no funds. I'm getting old. I beg you, please accept this, because it's all I have." And Madan Mohan was very satisfied. And this is the principle of bhakti. That whatever Sanatan Goswami was the prime minister of an entire kingdom, and he left it all. For what? He was doing Madhukari, begging simple rotis, and offering them to Sri Madan Mohan. This is the beauty of the Lord's mercy when he appears in the Archa Vigraha. Krishna is within all the energies of material existence. Bhumi rapo nalo vayu kamano buddhir evacha. Krishna tells that earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego, they are all my energies. And Krishna is personally present in all of his energies. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartite. He's the source of all spiritual and all material worlds. So for the purpose of giving the devotees the opportunity to see him, to serve him, and to awaken love for him, the Lord personally appears as the deity. It's not that Krishna is just in the deity, but Krishna becomes the deity. And by offering our prayers to the deity, Krishna, if it is done with sincerity, Krishna accepts directly. So by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, he has, by his prayers, by his compassion, and all of our great acharyas, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath has appeared here in this very strange land of Mumbai, simply to attract our hearts by accepting our service. And in devotional service, there's no big or small. Everything, its value in Krishna's eyes is based on the sincerity of our intent to please them. Somebody may be giving lectures to hundreds and thousands of people. Some may be writing books. Some may be giving donations of crores of rupees. Some may be giving 20 rupees. Some may be offering a simple flower garland. Wherever there is sincerity, Krishna accepts the value of our offering accordingly. And somehow or other here at Radha Gopinath Temple, all of our leaders have tried in every possible way to provide opportunities for every type of devotee to offer service. One of the most wonderful services, the service of the gopis in Sri Vrindavan Dham, is to make flower offerings, garlands, decorations. By Krishna's grace, each and every one of you have dedicated your hearts, your lives, to come here on a regular basis to be a part of this seva. And all of you together are like individual, very beautiful flowers on the garland of the devotees that Sri Radha Gopinath is inspiring. And I must say, the garlands that you are making are among the most wonderful and beautiful I've ever seen anywhere in the world in the past almost 50 years. And the consistency of the quality every day is something that's truly wonderful, extraordinary. I thank you. People from all over the world are coming to Radha Gopinath Temple almost every day. What to speak of all over Mumbai and Maharashtra and India. But there are tour groups that come every day. And I have spoken to many when they see such beautiful garlands and dresses on the deities. They could feel the presence of Krishna through the sincerity of the devotion, of the devotees. And that was Srila Prabhupada's vision. When Krishna is decorated very beautiful with the love in the devotees' hearts, then Krishna reveals, he reveals himself, Sri Radharani reveals herself to everyone who comes. And if, when people come and they see all of you together, so many in this room, making garlands together, sometimes singing together, it's extraordinary. All these very, very wonderful cultured ladies coming together every day to do this very simple but beautiful service. It's a wonderful way of developing your own bhakti. It's a wonderful way of nourishing our whole congregation with bhakti. And it's a wonderful way of attracting the whole world to the merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shirata Gopinath. I am very proud of you, very grateful to you. I congratulate you, and I pray that Sri Radha Gopinath, Sri Nitai Gaurachandra, Sri Gopal, that they shower the flowers of their infinite blessings, mercy, and grace upon each of you and your families. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Jai Maharaj. I don't know how we are waiting for this day, how eagerly we are waiting for this day, and how happy we are to have you here. It's asking for too much to ask you to come here. You're sacrificing your valuable time, your energy, your good health, and many other engagements to be with us. We are ever grateful to you, Maharaj, for this. Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to serve the Lord in a small way. Thank you so much. It's all because of your blessings that we have been able to do this. Thank you very much, Maharaj. And we are very sorry that we have to give you so much trouble. But it's so inspiring that we are eagerly waiting that you come to be with us. Thank you so much. Let's thank Maharaj by loudly chanting three times. Haribo! 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 Haribo!
Haribo! Hare Hare. This is the part that brahmacharis come for.
To you, I She's very happy to receive.